Nightshade by Autumn Woods. Read by Eloise Thompson and Liam Courtwright.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched?
Everything in excess is a poison. Theodore Levitt.
This book is intended for audiences aged 18 plus and contains themes of murder, depression, bereavement, drowning, suicidal thoughts, declining health of a parent, and violence, as well as sexual content.
You should be aware that this book forms the first half of a duet, and that Ophelia and Alex's story will be completed in a second book. Prologue. Anonymous. Annalise was mine, my sweet solace, my English rose. I loved her with a fire all-consuming, a burning from within. She was mine, and always should have been mine. My love for her was a disease, and disease knows no boundaries. It knows no laws and no repentance. It doesn't care who belongs to who. It'll sever branches from a family tree without thought. And this disease, it crawled its way into my soul and sat there, rotting and festering in the cage that he built for it. That was until it ate its way out through the bars and into every vein, muscle, and bone in my body. Until all that was left was the monster he always told her I'd turn out to be. It was supposed to be me and Annalise until the end of time. She'd leave it all behind and hold my bleeding heart in her hand until the cracks started to fuse. But she chose him. Annalise and the girl, they both chose him. Annalise was my treasure, the prize I never deserved. And even with my fingertips outstretched, she was always just out of reach. And do you know what our ancestors did with treasures they couldn't make use of? They buried them. So I did. And Annalise remains as she should have always been. Forever mine.
Chapter 1. Ophelia. The week my father was killed, I promised him I'd never set foot at Sorrowsong University. I made him a lot of promises, from the boring and ordinary to the abstract and emotional, that I wouldn't leave my bedroom light on, that I'd follow all my dreams, that I wouldn't shower for too long, that I'd always love myself. Standing here represents the final domino falling in a long streak of letting him down. The gates of the university stare back at me, the wrought iron twisting into a snarl, daring me to take one more step. The gulls above my head take their mournful cries with them, wise enough to fly away from the castle built into the valley before me. A shudder racks my spine, as a thick fog rolls in over the tarn to my left, the sun struggling to rise behind an overcast sky. Despite the weather, I can still make out the script beneath the university crest. Scientia potentia est. Knowledge is power. My snort comes out as a white smudge in the bitter air. It's not a surprising motto for a university. Sorrowsong doesn't mean it like other universities do. They're not referring to cures for cancer or faster ways to get to the moon. They're talking about blackmail. Manila folders exchanged in shadowy alleys and business deals conducted underground. Sorrowsong is where the wealthiest of the world's men and women are sculpted into little clones of their corrupt parents, and the air around me reeks of wasted potential. The duffel bag containing my worldly possessions huffs an anxious sigh as I drop it at my feet to rub the sore indents it's left on my shoulders. Through the howl of the wind and the oddly comforting patter of rain against leaves, I can hear the distant buzz of other new students making their way across the drawbridge and into the facade of the castle. I'm already running late, but as the gates creak open via some invisible control, I can't quite will myself to walk through them. A depressing truth gnaws at the back of my mind. I don't even want to be here. But I have no choice. I've not been blessed with forks in the road. I've not stood in the centre of a crossroads and carefully